Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 5, we were taught that if there is an accusation brought against the pastor, it should be properly investigated by the right people and handled accordingly. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Acts chapter 11, all the churches had taken a collection and sent it to Jerusalem. It wasn't given to the deacons, it was given to the elders, that is the pastors at Jerusalem. And they in turn directed how it was to be used, but they didn't go out and use it themselves. They directed how it was to be used. And so again, there's the business for the deacons to handle. The pastors are to labor in the word and prayer. And if there's no evidence that they're laboring in the word and doctrine, then they're not worthy of double honor. Okay, double pay. Now, you have a good pastor. He's a man that preaches the word instead of psychology and philosophy and politics. He's preaching the word. Find out what your pastor makes. Ask a deacon. You've got to ask your bookkeeper or whomever. Find out what kind of a salary does our pastor get. And if it's not double honor, you may suggest as a member of the church you'd like to see the pastor get paid more. And so that don't cause a split in your church over it, but I think that it's the right thing to do because, again, this is an imperative command in the Bible. Now we want to move on, though, to verses 19 and 20. And the next thing we see are rules to the church for those who do not rule well. Verses 19 and 20 says, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. There are bad pastors, and we're not to overlook transgression. This is not saying don't ever accuse an elder or pastor. Instead, it is giving us guidelines to do so. We need to understand the difference. Receive not an accusation, again, is a present imperative command for the members of the local church. The word receive has the idea of to embrace, to accept it at face value, is the idea. Accusation is not referring to a legal, judicial decision or punishment. Rather, it's just simply referring to public condemnation. You're being told, in short, don't embrace right off the bat accusations. You better investigate them first. Make sure that they're right. Just don't be ready to jump on a bandwagon and, as they say, to spread the gossip. Get off that bandwagon. Now, let's look at some examples. Let's say there's a pastor who embezzles money. There's one who may molest children, is immoral with women, or he may be molesting women as well. Well, that's a person This should be turned over to the law for the fullest extent of prosecution. You do not protect someone like that. But then there might be a pastor that it's not a law that he's breaking, the law of men, but he's in a bar drinking, or he's seen buying a lottery ticket. He is seen by the public. That is a person that needs to be dealt with publicly by the church. You see, private sins require private confession. Public sin, public confession, particularly if he is one who is a leader of the church. You remember the story in Acts chapter 2? How Peter would not sit with the other people that were there that were Gentiles after the Jews arrived, and he kind of went out from them, out from the Gentiles. And Paul rebuked him publicly. Well, what he did was public, and it needed to be dealt with publicly. Now, we're told here there must be witnesses, at least two, and preferably three. Now, friend, it is sad when people thoughtlessly and often willfully spread evil stories about a servant of Christ without making any investigation in a thorough manner. That person who spreads such gossip needs to be strongly rebuked. It says them that sin, that is in a continual or habitual mode. It is something that has been going on, is the idea. Now, there are people who will write editorials and things of that nature of churches that are halfway around the world, and of men, and just be running down that man or running down that ministry. Well, when Paul rebuked Peter, he was there to witness it. He was a witness, and he did not rebuke until he had actually witnessed it himself. Upon witnessing it, he rebuked it. And there is something to learn from that. In Jude, verses 8 through 11, it says, likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. Now notice the next two phrases. Phrase one, despise dominion. In other words, they despise authority. I remember thinking, boy, why does this man not like me? And this is in the ministry here quite a few years ago. And I wonder, why does he not like me? And then later, I come to realize he was against anyone who was in authority. It didn't matter who it was. I saw some of his friends move up into positions of authority, and he was always attacking them once they got into an authority. And so that was an example of somebody that despised dominion. And it goes on to say, speaks evil of dignities, those people that have position. Then verse 9 says, yet Michael, the archangel, that's a pretty high position among the angels, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him, that is against Satan, a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now he goes on to say, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Now think of that. Michael wouldn't bring a railing accusation against Satan. You don't get any worse than Satan. But these people, they attack any type of a leadership, regardless of who it is. And so they're called brute beasts in the Word of God, and they have corrupted themselves. In verse 11 of Jude 8, he says, woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Well, we know what way Cain went, don't we? And ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward. Well, we know about Balaam too. And perished in the gainsaying of Korah, who opposed Moses in the wilderness, and the grounds opened and swallowed him up. So those are examples of what God thinks of people who are quick to accuse and accept and embrace accusation against those who are in positions of authority. It is a serious sin. Now, if I, for these next few minutes, spoke on the sin of homosexuality or the sin of adultery, of moving in and living together, not being married, or premarital, extramarital sex, so many of you out there in this audience would be in full agreement with them, say, yeah, preach it, that's so vile and that's so dirty. Yet, we just read that God called it something filthy, a filthy dreamer, called them corrupt. And I tell you what, God had some hard things to say about those that want to gossip, especially when they go after the leadership of their local church and they embrace these things. They embrace and spread the stories without making any investigation in a thorough manner. Now, as bad as that is, I think it's even sadder when the accusation that was made is true. But now, don't miss the word witnesses here in verse 19. It's important. It's very important. It refers to someone who actually saw and remembers. And we're not to proceed unless there are two witnesses. More preferably, there should be three witnesses. And they should be able to say, yes, I saw it. And if you don't have that, then don't receive or embrace the accusation. I heard the story of a pastor who was accused of some serious sin. And it was so serious that it was something that was to go to the law enforcement and possibly end up in jail time and other things for him. He went and took a lie detector's test at the police request. Not once, but twice. He was cleared of all charges, and then someone else, couldn't be happy with that, made a further charge. He went himself down to the police and asked for another lie detector's test because more charges had come in, and he wanted to be shed of it. He had nothing to hide. Now, you see, people that embraced those arguments without a thorough investigation are people that he is referring to here in this passage as being wrong. Witnesses must have seen it. And then the accusation must be received before them. That is, the accused must have his accusers face to face.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.